Every Wisconsin county has one UW Extension agriculture agent, and about a dozen of the counties have two agents. The workers have expertise in areas such as crops, soil, livestock, and horticulture. But two groups that support smaller so-called family farms say that agents in Kewaunee and Fond du Lac counties have gone on record backing local expansions that would have created large, loud, and smelly factory farms. Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says he realizes the agents are supposed to promote agriculture.
But the bottom line is that the UW Extension has a policy against advocating in legal matters. Conditional use permits are legal matters. DNR permits are legal matters. I think that the UW Extension agents have a valuable role, but they need to be careful. They need to realize they're not just serving farmers, they're serving the public.
Hansen says the ag agents are supposed to be discouraged from testifying in legal matters unless they're subpoenaed. Rick Clemmie of UW-Madison and UW-Extension supervises the ag agents. Clemmie says the county agents in Kewaunee and Fond du Lac played appropriate roles in providing information to the farms in question. Overall, Clemmie says Extension is discussing what its agents should be doing.
First of all, as the role of the ag agent changes in the 21st century to be much more involved in public policy, and it's going to be in Wisconsin because you can't farm in this state and not have neighbors. That changes the role of the agent somewhat, and we're working on that with respect to large farms. We're working on that with respect to ethanol plants, about how do you provide research-based information to all parties.
Clemmie says his advice to the agents is to go ahead and testify at hearings as long as the agents have good, objective information. Clemmie contends it's fuzzy as to whether some of the conditional use permit hearings and zoning hearings are legal proceedings. But environmental groups may try to bring the issue into focus. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.